We talk about the menorah many times in Chumash. The first time is in Parshas Truma, where we talk about all the kelim of the Mishkan, when Moshe Rabbeinu gets the commandments, the instructions of what the kelim of the Mishkan are supposed to look like. So we speak about the menorah there in Parshas Truma. We speak about it again in Parshas Vayakal, when Bezalel and Aholiab actually built the menorah according to the specifications given to Moshe Rabbeinu. We allude to the menorah in Parshas Tetzava, where we're talking about the Shemen Zayis, that is for the Ner Tamid. We also mentioned it briefly in Parshas Bamidbar, where we're talking about what the Levim had to carry amongst the Kelim. So it's listed there. But I guess the time that we speak about the menorah that sticks out the most is in our Parsha this week. It's the mitzvah that starts off our Parsha in Bahalisra. Instructions to Aaron about how to light the menorah. And it doesn't really belong in Sefer Bamidbar. Sefer Bamidbar is not the place for talking about specific kelim. So the question is, it's really out of context here, why is it here? So Rashi says that when Aaron saw the Chanukah Sanasim, Choshadata, he weakens, he gets weak, he emotionally weak. Kishalehaya imahem b'chanukah, he said, all the Nesiim, what we just finished Parshas Nasa with, that each of the Nesiim came and brought a beautiful gift, the same gift, identical gifts, but each of the Nesiim brought gifts. And he said, I wasn't part of that. I didn't get to bring the gift, nor did my Sheveth. I also wanted to do. And Hashem comforts him by saying, Chayecha, I swear to you, Shalchak te'la mishalehem, yours is greater than theirs. You get to light the candles, you get to light the menorah. So that's why this menorah mitzvah is here, because Aaron was upset that he didn't bring the karbon, the gifts, the nedavos, and Hashem is calm and content with the menorah. So Ramban has many, many questions on this Rashi. Question. Aaron did not sit out the miluim. He had many, many korbanos that he brought throughout. So the question is, so you're not a nasi. So you didn't bring what the nasiim brought. It's interesting that the nasiim are chosen to be nasiim because they were the taskmasters in Mitzrayim. They were the ones that got hit because they weren't hitting the Jews, meaning that the Mitzrayim said to them, like the kapos, right? You're responsible to make sure that they produce, and when they didn't produce, instead of hitting the Yidden, they took the fall for the Yidden who were under them, and as a reward, they become the Nesiim. And Aaron and Levi, Shevet Levi, they weren't part of the Avodah, so this whole thing is not shaykh to them. And anyways, you have your own important role to play, so what was he even upset about? You got to bring many, many karbanos. And it could be that we can explain that there were many things with the matnas of the Nesiim that were never replicated in history. It's a one-time occurrence. Like, for example, during the gifts of the Nesiim, we have individuals bringing Keteris, which is something that doesn't happen again in history. And so that's what he felt like he was missing out on, something that's never going to happen again. But a bigger question the Ramban asks is, why does Hashem use the menorah to calm him down? What is the comfort in the menorah? Meaning, Hashem could have told him, you have a different role, and your role is so important that no one else in Klal Yisrael can do it. For example, you get to go lifnai v'lifnim. You're the one that gets to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or you're the one that's going to bring Keteris every morning. Why dafka the menorah? How does the menorah calm him down? What does it have to do with anything? And the famous answer that the Ramban gives is that the comfort is not talking about the menorah here in the Mishkan or even the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. But you, Aaron, are going to have descendants who are going to light a menorah when they battled the Greek and were victorious with the Hanukkah story, with the Nes Hanukkah. And it's not just referring to the lights of the Chashmonaim, but that for all generation, you and I, up until today, we light the menorah, and that's in the merit of Aaron, who so badly wanted to bring the karbanos of the Nesiim. Meaning what Hashem is telling him is, your desire, your ratzon to be part of these matanais, these gifts that the Nesiim are bringing, is going to create a reality for you and your children. And that is that your children are going to light the menorah. And because of that, Klal Yisrael is going to light the menorah. There's two things that we learn from this. Firstly, if we reflect on the history of this, the Hanukkah story is happening around 1,200 years after the Hakamas HaMishkan. Our menorahs, mine and yours, are 3,000 years, more than 3,000 years from this disappointment of Aaron. And yet, it did comfort Aaron, the fact that in over a millennia from now, your children are going to be involved in a Nes Chanukah. This was something that satisfied and comforted him, much more than being told you can go lifnai v'lifnim, or you get to bring the keteres, or you're going to be the Kohen Gadol, you are the Kohen Gadol. We all know the concept of instant gratification. We've been conditioned to instant gratification in every aspect of our lives, from microwaves to Amazon to AI, which can write our essays and decipher code in seconds. This is all instant gratification. It's in every aspect of our lives. When we want to eat something, it's hard to wait. If we're fleishigs and we want to eat something melchigs. And in fact, there is this well-known anxiety amongst from people, specifically teenage girls, who don't want to become fleishigs because what's going to happen if I'm going to want to have something melchigs? And we have a hard time with delayed gratification. And yet the greatest comfort for Aaron was extremely delayed gratification. And one way we can understand this is that while with physical things I want it right now, with something spiritual, the greatest gift for Aaron was to know that in 1,200 years, you, Aaron, will still have children following in your way, willing to fight for what you know to be true. And then those children, they're going to have descendants and descendants and descendants. And the Nes Chanukah, unfortunately, the Chashmonai family didn't last, but the Nes Chanukah in Klal Yisrael lasts, and there's going to be Yidden in North America in 3,000 years from now, and they're going to be lighting a menorah because of something that your Sheva did. Wow. There's no greater comfort than that. It says in Mitzrayim that when Moshe told them that when you get to Eretz Yisrael and your children ask you about Pesach, you should tell them this and that, why you eat the Korban Pesach. And the Yidden bowed, Vayikoda'am. And there, the Mefarshim say that they bowed because Al Besuras HaGu'ula Ubiyas Ha'aretz Ubesuras HaBanim Shiyulahem. They bowed because they were grateful to hear that we're going to come to a land and we're going to have children, and those children are going to ask us about the Korban Pesach because they're going to be from Erlich Yidden who are going to care about the Korban Pesach. This is the best news you can give, that there's one day there are going to be children and there will be a land. We are willing, we are happy to delay spiritual gratification because we know that there's a great gift waiting for us there at the end. We are people of eternity. We don't live for today. We don't live for this minute. We're people of eternity. And the other important point that we can learn from this story, which comes out many times in the parasha, which I'm not going to go into in detail, but for example, the famous story of those Yidden who were Tamei when Pesach time came around and they wanted to be able to bring a Korban Pesach, but they couldn't because they were Tamei, and different versions of why they were Tamei. But whatever the reason is, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu with a sincere desire. Lama nigara, why should we lose out? We want also, like Aaron is saying, I want also. And the Ratzon of Aaron who wanted also creates those menorahs, mine and yours, 3,000 years later. And the Ratzon of those who wanted to bring Korban Pesach creates a whole new parsha in the Torah of Pesach Sheni, which is also still around 3,000 years later. The tremendous koyach of Ratzon, when we want to do something good, even if we can't, even if we're not able to, just but that desire on its own, to the will to do something, creates a spiritual reaction, a reaction which actually does live for all eternity.